formally a Committee on Rules and Administration together. There, we have a quorum. Let's get started with the salary adjustments effective July 1st. Ms. Zoff?
Mr. Chair, members, you have in your packets the roster that shows the updated list of employees and that reflects the increases in salaries that are proposed to the committee. There are two different components to the salary adjustments that are being proposed this year. The first is that there's a 3% increase to the base, and that would be available to any employee who is a permanent or a full-time temporary Senate employee on July 1st of this year. There's a second part, and that would be a $1,500 lump sum payment, and that would be made to any employee who was a temporary or permanent employee on March 17th and who remains a permanent employee or who is a permanent employee on July 1st. That $1,500 amount is not reflected in the roster because that's a one-time payment and it is not going to increase the employee's base salary.
Any questions?
Ready for a motion, Mr. Chairman?
We're ready. Senator Metzen moves approval of the salary supplement as listed in the Minnesota Senate regular roster dated June 19, 2014. Any questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no. Motion prevails. Ms. Larson, an update on the work you've been doing with NCSL on a compensation study.
Sure. Mr. Chair and members, I've been engaged with Mark Weberg from NCSL, and he has put a proposal together to start to build a foundation for the Minnesota Senate based on market-based pay ranges to be competitive for retention and recruitment purposes. This proposal is to commence July, if approved, with a final report for us at the end of October, with the intent to be completed and understood and delivered by session.
Oh, yeah.
And implementation will depend on appropriation for the next fiscal.
Ms. Larson or Ms. Zoff, has there been any discussion? LCC is included in this. Has there been any discussion about them paying part of the cost?
There has. We have just recently included them into the study upon the recommendation of Senator Pappas. And at this time, it will be depending on how many employees we're looking from the LCC versus the Senate, it'll be appropriated depending on that number of employees. It could be 75, 25, 50, 50. I'm not sure yet.
There'll be some kind of a prorated cost assigned to the LCC for the cost of the study?
Correct, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Fischbach.
Mr. Chair, Ms. Larson, what are we trying to really find out? I mean, I guess I could take a guess if we're competitive or not. I'm trying to, are we going to increase salaries, decrease salaries, if that's the case? I guess I'm just wondering what you really are getting at.
Well, Ms. Zoff has been here previously. Maybe she can give us a little history. This is something the Senate has, or the legislature has undergone a number of times over the years. But Ms. Zoff?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Fischbach, I think the main focus of this particular study is to do a market comparison. NCSL is stating that they're going to compare the salaries for positions that are within the Senate to other legislative and governmental and other positions within this market area to try to compare, you know, the particular skills and responsibilities of the positions within the ranges and to see what the market comparisons would be. We did that in 2007 as well with NCSL coming in and doing a study. That was a somewhat broader study, I think. NCSL sent staff in to meet with I think it was close to half of the staff of the Senate. They're not going to be doing that this year. Ms. Larson and I have been reviewing the job descriptions that have been forwarded to the various groups of supervisors. So we're doing some of the groundwork for this study. So in that sense, it's a little bit more limited in scope, but the main thrust is to get a sense of where the Senate positions within particular ranges stack up in comparison with comparable positions in government and in the local job market.
And Mr. Chair, Ms. Off, then what have, if there have been studies similar to this in the past, and what have we done with the information in the past, and do we do, is there thoughts on what will happen with this information?
Well, Mr. Chairman, Senator Fischbach, certainly when we did the study in 2007, the conclusion of the study was that the Senate salaries were quite below market for comparable positions that were studied. And in that year's salary, most of the positions in the Senate did receive increases in an attempt to bring our salaries into a situation where we'd be more competitive with the rest of the market. We've had other more limited studies in the past as well. We've compared particular segments. Sometimes we've looked at the Council Research and Fiscal Analysis Group. McGladrey did a study comparing them with others in 2000. And there were some other studies that have been done, you know, to get a sense of, you know, there may be a sense that our salaries are, you know, behind the market, but we wanted to get some analysis that would make that a real fact-based comparison so we'd have something to go on.
I think, Senator Fischbach, one of the concerns some of us and people have expressed to me and I share is, I believe we went through a five-year window recently where no legislative staff received any kind of increases at all. And certainly in this deep recession we've come out of, salaries have adjusted some in the private sector for sure, and in our case didn't adjust down, but we're frozen for I think a five-year period. So I think it's a good idea to take a look at kind of where we are compared to people doing similar jobs, both public and private sector.
Well, and Mr. Chair, it sounds like the assumption is that we're under. So that's, like I said, it sounds like that's the assumption. So why don't we just spend the $4,000 to increase salaries, or instead of doing the study to find out to prove that we're behind?
Well,
it's just because I get, like I said, the assumption is we're behind.
Well, I think it would be just, we should have, before we make a decision like that, we're a pretty significant employer with 200 employees. I think we ought to have, be able to make a rational decision at this table about changes in compensation. And I think spending some money on that. I was a little disappointed the House decided not to join us in this. We did ask them, and for a period of time we thought they were going to, and they made a decision not to.
And, Mr. Chair, the roster that we just voted on reflected an increase?
3%.
Yes.
So we did that without a study?
Correct. Okay. That was an increase consistent with what other public employees negotiated through the collective bargaining process.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, yeah, last session, after about 4 years of no increase for public employees, we finally did something last session at 3% for 38,000 of our state employees. So we thought it was time to probably, you know, after 4 or 5 years of no salary increase, some of us thought it was time to do something.
And Mr. Chair, I'm not disagreeing. I'm just pointing out that we did this.
We know that.
Yeah. Well, we do have a surprising amount of turnover among our legislative staff. And some of it is because they find jobs with better salaries. So I think just finding out in kind of jobs people are doing, how we compare, is helpful. We're probably never going to be able to keep up with the counties. But we at least ought to know where they are. But Ms. Larson, do you have any numbers on turnover in recent years or recent time?
I do. A moment, Mr. Chair. We have had, since July 1st of 2013 to today, we've had 25 people leave the Minnesota Senate.
And that's pretty significant for an employer of 200. Some left voluntarily, some left involuntarily, I guess, probably.
Correct.
Any other discussion on the NCSL salary study? Senator Hamm.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Ms. Larson, I know earlier we had some conversation about not just salaries, but sort of the structure of the whole compensation plan. Is that also a part of this as well?
It isn't out of, Mr. Chair and Senator Hahn, it isn't in this first round. In speaking with Mr. Weberg out of NCSL, his recommendation was to start with the market analysis. And once we have that understood and if we approve the recommendation, the next step would then be to look at years of service, years of experience, and potential merit increase. And there are formulas for that, but it is also expensive to do that. And so I was trained, my motivation to work with NCSL is because they're the experts in this field. They work, this is what they do. They work in the government entities with salaries. And what I was trying to do was utilize their specialty in this. If I included everything, we would have had to go out to market and look at several vendors and people who don't specialize as specifically, and it would have delayed this finding probably by another year.
Okay. Sorry, Ann. And Mr. Chairman, thank you, Ms. Larson, but I guess is the intent then to do this study or have the study done and then continue to look at the overall structure that we have as after we get the whatever the study tells us to use that as information to then take a little broader look at how we have structured our organization, the compensation plan?
Yeah, Mr. Chair and Senator Hahn, that is correct. What we're also including, not in this particular, is we were dissecting the job descriptions for the first time in about, you know, in some cases, they go back to 1999. So Ms. Off and I have been collecting those from the key contributors and reviewing them, getting them in order to deliver to NCSL, along with our job titles as well as our job families. They will be looking at those three pieces, the content of the job descriptions, the job titles, as well as the job families in this go-around. And if it is approved to move forward with a recommendation, whether that be pay increases or changing salary ranges, whatever that may be, then the next scope we would look at is, if it's decided by the Rules Committee that we want to move forward, is potential years of service, potential years of experience and merit.
And Ms. Larson, when do we expect to have the results?
It is indicated in Mr. Chair and members, it's been indicated in the proposal that they will have it completed by the end of October. And then I would like for us to have it delivered, approved, and understood by start of session.
Any other questions? Senator Sieben moves the Rules Committee accept and approve the NCSL proposal for compensation market analysis for employees of the Minnesota Senate. Any discussion?
California, New York, they get cars.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no.
No.
The motion prevails. Anybody have any other business in front of the Rules Committee? Senator Hahn.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know if it's business or not, but I wanted to at least recognize that we all got a copy of a communication from Commissioner Kronk of the Department of Administration notifying everybody, the staff and all the members, of significant increase in parking fee beginning, I believe, shortly, 25% increase. And I recognize this is a decision by the Department of Administration. They're kind of premising it, I guess, in connection to the building, but I guess I'm just questioning the significant increase, the percentage increase, and the timing of this. And I don't know if you have any insight into that or not, or if you're aware of what their thinking was. I'm unclear by the communication they sent of what the rationale is.
I was not briefed about that. I saw the same memo that you did, but my understanding is we get treated like other state employees that park on the Capitol complex, and there's a blended parking rate for the different forms of parking. Anybody have any more information on it than that?
Mr. Chair, I saw the same memo, and my question was, is at least for people that are parking, the only thing I focused on was, of course, my own cost increase. But it roughly, you know, I pay those who use the state office building ramp. We pay somewhere a little over $50 a month year-round. And I think there was a $12 increase per month. That's a 20% increase, or in excess of 20%. And the only question on 25%. So to me, that increase seems rather large for a one-year jump. And my only question was, is I didn't see a whole lot of justification for it in detail. And they said made some reference, passing reference to infrastructure improvements, but I didn't think that would be on the back of those using the ramp, that it would be a part of budget allocation, just like anything else that we improve our infrastructure on.
I think the issue, Senator Limmer, is I think all of our parking is actually fee-based, so the bonds that get sold for parking purposes are user financed, so they're not general obligations. Is anybody interested in having admin come in and explain kind of the situation next time we get together? Or should
well,
we
and Mr. Chairman, I was going to ask if that would be appropriate. I've gotten some comments by staff, and I did look at the memo, and I did for all the categories of staff and member parking, they all went up by 25%, which is a significant jump. And then the public parking in the parking pay stations is a 17% increase. And I question the timing of this and the amount. It's hard to justify, in my opinion, that there have been significant cost increases in the last year in the parking administration to say you need a 25% increase in your rate. And I'm a little unclear about it. I think it would be appropriate to ask them to come in and at least try to answer some questions.
We'll put a request into admin that they come to the next Rules Committee meeting and be prepared to answer some questions. I think that's a good thought.
Mr. Chair, Senator, I think Senator Hand made a good point. This isn't just about Senator parking. This is about public parking. This is about our staff and some of those classifications of employees are not experiencing a pay increase this year. And yet the cost of parking is going up. And so I think it's to be noted that it's not simply a bunch of senators complaining about the cost of parking going up. This is system-wide. There's a cost, even pay meters on the street for the public to use. And so I think they should come in and give us a little more background on why they're doing it.
We'll have them come in next time we meet. Anybody, anything else? The Rules Committee? Not, Rules Committee's adjourned.